You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I'm Steve Dotto, and I, for one, am glad you're joining us this this day. What happened to the sun? It was here, and then it went away. It teased me. It completely teased me. Dwayne Bishop, our erstwhile producer, how the heck are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Good. This is a strange moment, because sitting right next to me is Art Factora, persona non grata.
Yes. So
as far as the hierarchy goes, he's been lowered to guest status.
Oh. I thought it was valued guests.
No, they're just guests. You're all, well, sorry. It is our app Thursday extravaganza.
I feel like the ex girlfriend.
You're not allowed to talk
now.
This is the host chat with the producer.
Sorry.
So the guests wait until the producer and the host have their chat, and then I chat with the guests.
Okay.
It's my moment.
Yes, it is indeed. It is indeed. And you have control over his mic, do you not, Dwayne?
Oh, this is true. Yes.
This is true. And you can, and you have my permission to exercise whatever control you deem appropriate over his mic. It is App Thursday, meaning that it is time for the great smackdown of apps. As we take a look, and this is your first App Thursday with us, is it not, Dwayne?
This is very my first, yes.
But you're not allowed to play.
Oh,
you haven't.
Okay.
Were you prepared to play? Were you hoping to play?
Well, I got one.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Yes, I could forfeit that. I could forfeit over to Art. You know?
Okay, so we have two. We have two rookie guests with us today on App Thursday. We have former producer of DottoTech, Art Factora, as a guest, not producer. How are you doing, Art?
Yay! Oh, I thought you guys were going to cheer. This is awkward. I'm good. I'm very tired, but I'm good.
So Art is now producing the morning show on our sister station, 95.3?
Correct.
And he gets up at what time every morning?
Between 4 and 4:15.
That's the time you rise.
It's the time the alarm goes off.
And here's the thing. Art doesn't drink coffee.
I can't, because I'm worried that if I do, then I won't be able to sleep, and I do need sleep. Caffeine
at 4:15 in the morning, you can have a coffee, and it. You know what? You know, it's a long time before sleep.
I don't want to risk it. You know what?
I don't want to risk it.
Sometimes, you know, it starts with one glass, right? That's what they say.
It's not a glass. It's a cup.
Whatever.
And it's vitamin C, caffeine.
Oh,
okay. It's essential to a healthy lifestyle. We also have another rookie, which we welcome, a guest on the show several times in the past, Brooks Duncan, the paperless office expert. How are you doing, Brooks?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You might want to move that mic a little bit closer to your mouth there, just because, there you go. There you go. Now, how are you doing?
Excellent.
Good. Is that
very
good?
Excellent.
Is that good stuff. Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous.
You should be.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the stories.
Okay, well, there's no stories. And coughing away in the corner is Isaac Kendall. Sir Isaac, how are you doing?
Do I have a button?
No, you don't have a cough switch, unfortunately. How are you doing?
I am very well. Happy to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
Welcome,
back.
Art.
Thank you.
Welcome to the big room.
At least one person appreciates me being here.
Well, I appreciate you being here. I'm just going to abuse you. And, of course, David Hathaway, the champion from 2013.
Yeah, that still hurts.
Oh. Well, you've got a great chance now as a mere guest to,
that's true,
to wrestle the trophy away from you over the year.
Yes.
We'll see.
And David's been out gigging with his band. Where were you playing this weekend?
This past weekend we were in Victoria, Cumberland, and Cortez Island.
So there you go. So the band is back. And no word of AC/DC wants you as guitarist stepping in.
Well, I think the restraining order is still in place. So
okay,
I would like to do it. It'd be a great job.
Yeah, I imagine. Rock and roll
go
star.
Go play rhythm guitar with AC/DC for, you know, the better part of a year on a worldwide tour. I think that'd be a pretty good gig. But I feel badly for the guy that's out, because he basically woke up from his... No, it was Malcolm, the brother. He woke up from a stroke and went to play guitar and finds that he can no longer play guitar like he used to.
Oh.
Ouch.
which, you know, for a guy who's been playing guitar for probably 40 plus years, all of a sudden he's got to basically relearn how to play like himself.
Oh, when you, so think, about, when you think about what that must be, I mean, seriously, you know, I mean, I imagine that artists like that would rather, perhaps rather lose their vision or something like that.
Oh, for sure, because you could easily do the gig with not being able to see, but if you physically cannot remember how to play,
if the muscles
40
working,
years worth of tunes.
Oh, man, that must be.
It's got to be just brutal.
Devastating. Devastating. Well, let's move to a lighter note. Let's move into App Thursday, because we are going to be, it's time for us to see what the top apps are this month. And who should I start with?
New guy.
Do you think I should start with new guy?
The alphabetical new guy.
well, new guy, not new.
Ah, retread
guy.
Let's go with the new guy.
Brooks Duncan. Brooks.
All right.
Brooks's website, by the way, documentsnap.com. If you want to learn anything about the world of paperless offices and scanners and that sort of stuff, Brooks is the bomb. But are you going to, so what are your apps? You got scanning apps for us?
Maybe a little later, but
maybe
I'm not going to start there.
Okay, what are you going to start with?
All right, so this is all Steve's fault, but Steve got me into the Sonos system. So my whole house is kitted out with Sonos, much to my wife's chagrin. My app, though, is called Sonos Voice.
Oh.
And so what that app does is it turns your Sonos system into an intercom system.
Shut up.
So you fire up the Sonos app, you tap bedroom or kitchen or whatever, and then whatever you say into your phone comes out of that speaker.
Oh, this is going to mess with Shannon so badly. Yeah.
Exactly. It's great so you don't have to yell upstairs, but it's also great for messing with your kids, messing with
dog,
your spouse.
Messing with the dog, cat. Yeah,
exactly.
Get off that counter.
Yeah, there you go.
Sonos Voice.
Sonos Voice, yeah.
Now, how many Sonos speakers do you have now?
I have 5.
See, I've only got 2, but I'm buying 2 more. I'm trying to find 2 more. And I've just been looking on, well, Brooks and I were duking it out on Craigslist. Every time anybody was posting one, it was one of us was phoning them before the other.
Yep.
And I taught you how to use it. Well, we both used If This Then That for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so 5 through the house. That's pretty good. Yeah. But nobody else here uses Sonos, do they?
I'm just looking on Craigslist. Because I think the idea of being able to tell my cats from the other end of the house to get off the counter, that'd be worth it. There's none on there.
There was a Sonos one on the other day, but okay.
Yeah.
But that's the little one. But that's what I want. I want the little one, because I think I want a little one for the bedroom and then move the Sonos to. At any rate, Sonos Voice, Brooks Duncan, a strong, strong first entry. I can't think of anybody that in the very first app. And how did you find that? I never saw it.
I just read about it on some. It's been out for a while. I just read it on some blog somewhere and downloaded it. It's great. It's 99 cents, though. It's not free.
Oh, well. Paid app.
99 cents. Okay, I'll have to give it some thought. Okay, let's move on around the circle. Isaac, what do you got?
I'm going to go back many, many months when Beeler talked about Dark Sky.
Yes.
And it was kind of controversial because it was only available in the United States. Well, there's a HTML5 app that uses the same engine that Dark Sky uses, called Forecast.io.
Mm-hmm.
And you, on your Safari browser on your iPhone or on your Chrome browser on your Android phone, you launch it, you can save it as a app to your home screen. And it uses your current location, and like if I look here right now, it says that it's raining, and it will tell you approximately when it expects it to stop raining, based on whatever data inputs that they get.
Does it say July?
No. Thank goodness, no. But it lives the Steve Jobs dream of the original iPhone of no apps and just HTML5.
Yes.
I remember if the first iPhone had no apps, everything was going to be HTML5. That was the dream. And it takes your current GPS location, takes that against the data points in the forecast.io. And you are off to the races.
.io.
Yes.
And you can.
And it works on a BlackBerry. So.
And you can also use it in your web browser.
You could. You could,
instead of having the weather network or something like that. Mm-hmm. There we go. Forecast.io. Very good. Okay. Mr. Hathaway. Sir.
I've got an app that it refers to it as an anti-social network.
By the way, I'm just going to say this before you say anything. You were pretty cocky coming in today. You think you've got this in the bag.
Well, no, I think I have a good collection of apps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it seemed to me that there was a little strut in your step.
No, they're pretty good apps.
Okay, see, am I lying? Is everyone
well,
else getting
no,
this
it's
right?
Just, come in sometimes with some kind of lame-ass app. So.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. We didn't want to say it, but
I did
Steve
not
and I
bring any
it.
Lame sauce with me this time.
No lame sauce? Okay.
Yeah.
What's your strong sauce?
Well, I'm not sure if this is the strongest one or not, but this is a great one. It's called Cloak. And what Cloak does is it goes off, it takes a look at Instagram, it takes a look at Foursquare, it finds people that you don't want to run into, and alerts you if they're anywhere near you.
Wow.
It's the anti-social network. So if, say, you decide you don't want to run into Art, you've got to set him up within Cloak, and Cloak will tell you if Art's within a specific area, like within a few blocks of you. So you can go, oh, okay, he's over here. I think I'll just go this way.
That's weird.
It is a really weird app. I sort of looked at it, and they're looking to, right now it only goes to Instagram and Foursquare, and, you know, figures out where people are based on with their pictures.
Instagram and Foursquare.
But they're looking at breaking it into Facebook as well.
Is there anybody in your life who you would want to be alerted that they are in the vicinity so you could get out of the vicinity?
Yes.
There is? You
sure.
All?
Wow, if I absolutely. Tell my wife I'm working late and I'm downtown at Trivia Night of Malone's, I want to be alerted if she happens to be in the neighborhood. I can
and if she has the app,
hit the back.
That's some sharp smart. Thinking. That's a really good.
Except she also
it's
would
not
have
smart
the app.
Because you said it on the radio, but it's smart.
Yeah, she's taking notes right now. Going,
too,
oh,
yes.
I see.
So who's so smart? So okay,
that's okay.
So
it's not available.
The wife bomb on this was a good move, Isaac. Anybody else? Do you have people in your
it's
life?
Okay. It's not
know
available
what I
on Android.
Say out loud.
No, it's not available on Android, so. You can tell your wife, I wasn't able to get that app.
Well, yeah, she has an iPhone.
She does have an iPhone.
Yes. So she can use it.
She can have it. I can't.
So when she's down at Malone's.
Okay, so yes. Okay, so that's it. Cloak, which is the antisocial app. I kind of like the idea of antisocial.
I just laughed when I first came across it. I was like, that's a pretty smart idea.
It is pretty
no
smart.
No one's done that before.
It's no run pee, but it's pretty smart. Okay. Art Factora, sir.
Well, I would be remiss not to talk about a new app that has entered my life, and it is the Z95.3 app.
I thought you were going to say alarm clock.
Hello.
Huh?
Oh. Huh? It's brand new. That's the thing. The station went through a station name change, but this app is pretty cool. It's not just – it doesn't just stream music, but of course it does stream music, but it also – So you can have music wherever you go as long as you use, you know, Wi-Fi or 3G. So it streams, you know, you can be in any country and listen to Z95.3. It also has integrated social media. So our Facebook, our Twitter, you can also text us, and all of the feed comes through the app. So, you know, if you like interacting with the hosts and the hosts happen to be talking about... for example, a big story this week was Wi-Fi at the beaches, and people are polarized with it. They either want Wi-Fi at the beach or they think the beach should be just for sunning and enjoying time with your family, and there shouldn't be Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi is technically proven to decrease the duration it takes you to get a tan.
Okay. I'm not sure where you're going with
this.
This
energy
is where the
air
producer
air
fires up the crickets.
That joke didn't land.
It's a radiation joke.
It's for the smart meter crowd.
It's also got weather.
Does it have direct access to Art Factora?
Well, it should. You can contact me through this. And it also has, of course, all the songs. That's the worst thing that people always say, because radio stations don't. Sometimes the announcers don't announce what song they're playing. It's your new favorite song. You have no idea who it's from. Jump on the app, and you can see all the songs that have been played for the last, you know, hour or so.
And does it tell you what's coming up?
No.
Okay.
We don't want to do that. That's too much information.
Okay. Okay. So the Z95.3 app.
Yes.
Okay. And that brings us to the end of our first round. Just to quickly recap, Sonos Voice, a strong entry from Brooks Duncan. We've got the Cloak Antisocial app from Dave Hathaway. We have from Isaac Kendall, Forecast.io, an Art Factora with the self-serving Z95.3 app. Awesome sauce. We are off to the races on App Thursday. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.
DottoTech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It is our monthly App Thursday show. We've got a unique mix of guests today. We've got two stalwarts with David Hathaway and Isaac Kendall. We have Art Factora playing an entirely new role. He is a guest, not a producer, and he's coming on strong. I hope he seems to think he is, but his first app was
awesome.
Awesome. Okay.
Who doesn't love music?
And we have complete rookie, Brooks Duncan, mm-hmm. who actually, if I had to say who won round one, Brooks is ahead right now.
It's a pretty niche app, though.
Yeah, but
that's all right.
He's appealing to the host, to the judge, to the jury.
Never going
to
sell out.
To the executioner. Brooks brought a Sonos voice, which allows you to talk into your phone, and it comes out of one of your Sonos speakers, which, since I have Sonos speakers at home, I love.
But it was 99 cents. It wasn't a free app.
That's a problem because I'm not sure. I could contact him and maybe get him to comp me one. Brooks, what do you got for round two?
All right. I had to throw in at least one paperless app because Art's pile of paper over there is stressing me out. So my app is called ScanBot.
Mm-hmm.
And ScanBot it just came out in the last week or so. It's by a German company called Doo, spelled D-O-O. So you can insert your own joke there. But what ScanBot does is it's a document scanning app, so there's a lot of those. Instead of it uses your phone's camera to take a picture and scan the document. But what ScanBot does differently is it allows you to just hold it over a piece of paper and it'll right away take a picture of the document. So you don't have to sit there, line it up.
There's a lot of fiddling with the
exactly.
Document camera.
So there's no fiddling. You just hold it over. It detects the edges and scans it. And then if you want, another good feature about it is you can have it automatically upload that scan to Evernote or Dropbox. That's optional. So you don't have to sit there in the app and upload it somewhere. You can have it set to automatically do that. So it's a really good scanning app that just came out.
And is it 99 cents?
It is 99 cents.
Oh.
It is 99 cents.
$1.34 in the Android marketplace.
Oh, $1.
You're spending our money pretty liberally, Brooks. Two paid apps.
You know how much paper you can buy for the money you're trying to spend? Pretty insane.
Yeah. So ScanBot from Doo.
Yes.
The German company. Okay. ScanBot. Isaac.
Okay. I'm reaching way out of my comfort zone now and bringing out an iOS-only app.
Oh.
And it's Office for the iPad from Microsoft.
Lots of chatter.
It's an amazing suite of products that's probably 3 years late to the party.
Yeah.
So out of the box, each...
There is no box, by the way.
Right.
Metaphorical.
I'm just saying. Out of the metaphorical box, please.
Out of the metaphorical box, yes. There, each component of Office is a separate app. So Word is an app, Excel is an app, PowerPoint's an app, and OneNote is an app. So if you didn't want PowerPoint, you just want Word, then you can just download the Word. It's free through the App Store, and it allows you to view all your Microsoft documents. If you want to edit and create, you need a subscription. And this is where we're going to blow Brooks's pricing way out of the water. It's
You need the 365 subscription then, don't you?
You can get a Microsoft Office 365 subscription for home or business, which is about $99 a year. But they just brought out last week or earlier this week a personal product which gives you one computer and one iPad,
mm-hmm.
whereas the 365 is for five.
Yep.
And it's $69 a year or like $5.99 a month.
Okay.
And you just,
the math doesn't seem right on that.
Yeah? Why not?
I could be wrong.
6 times 12 is 72.
You're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
My math's off.
You need a calculator app.
Wait for round three.
Calculator.
So for the lower price gives you one computer plus one iPad, whereas the $99 a year gives you
five
computers and five iPads.
Yes.
Yes. So not bad.
It's the Hermit version.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
for $69,
it would have been much more successful if it came out 3 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's kind of found ways to do everything that it Does?
Yes.
And increasingly, Office. I mean, does anybody other than, just quick straw poll? Anybody use any Office apps? Okay, what do you use, Dave?
Our whole office is on Office 365.
Okay, so you use Word for word processing and
yeah.
Okay, and Isaac? Same sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of us don't. Yeah.
I still use Outlook Excel. For mail, and it kills me still.
I use Excel.
It's funny though, when I write, like for blogs, I write in Notepad.
Yeah,
because all the CMSs hate when you copy and paste formatting up to the cloud.
Yeah.
So I write everything in Notepad.
And Microsoft adds so much formatting to everything.
Well, the worst part is a lot of those CMSs will actually accept it, but then you look at what it's put out afterwards,
and then you just shake your head.
Microsoft formatting, it's like, oh, it's brutal. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So Office, so Isaac's coming in and going to try a $69 app on us.
Well, I'm not trying to make you buy remote control apps that were a couple of $100. Like
that was David. Dave. Oh, yeah, but that's Dave. Okay. Speaking of that's Dave. Dave.
Well, I could tell you about the AR drone helicopter I bought that has a free app, but you have to get a $200 helicopter before the
app
does
anything.
Did you buy one? Yeah, I did get one.
Now, have you attached a GoPro to it yet and flown it around the neighborhood?
Well, it comes with two cameras anyways.
Yeah,
it comes with a front-facing camera.
Yeah,
GoPro is too heavy for it, right?
Is it too heavy?
Yeah, this is not a heavy-duty drone by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, okay.
What kind of Peter Pan life do you live?
Well, the Peter Pan life is
kids.
That it showed up a couple weeks ago, and I haven't even had time to take it out of the box. So I keep thinking about going, oh, I've got the app on my phone. That's great. And I'll watch a YouTube video on how to fly it, and I have yet to actually get it up and going.
Hashtag big kid problems.
Yep. Pretty much. But that's not my app.
Okay.
Because I knew that it was a very expensive app and that Isaac would be all over me.
Okay.
As you're going around, say you're walking with the family out, say, where's the Boundary Bay Dog Park that you go to?
Yeah.
You want to take a picture with you and the dog and Shannon? That's pretty tough to do with just you and, the two of them.
The dog's an awesome photographer.
You want the dog in the picture, too.
The dog does great selfies.
This app is called GroupIC, and
GroupIC.
What you do, GROOPIC, and what you do is you take the first picture with, say, Shannon and Farley, and then you get Shannon to come take a second picture of just you standing in that empty space where you would have been in the other picture. This app then stitches them together.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a pile of fun with it on the weekend. We were running around snapping all sorts of pictures and stuff and, putting people in different pictures. It was very,
very
interesting.
Is it an iOS-only app?
Let me look. I don't think
I like that idea. The whole business around selfies and, taking pictures, it's just become
It's on Android.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Android and
And is it 99 cents?
It's download now for free.
I'm getting it right now.
Yeah, no, it was a pile of
fun. It's probably not going to be free for
very long. It's very much a, a specific type of app that really only does one thing, but it does that one thing really, really well.
It does offer in-app purchases.
Oh, probably because then you can get Instagram filters or stuff like that, and
everybody offers in-app purchases.
Pretty much.
Even the Z93.5 has in-app purchases. You can get
95.3.
Oh, that was the in-app one where you could download it, where it would put Art's face on the background of the...
No, you can get a date with Art.
A date with Art.
Art
is it cheap?
No, it's 99 cents.
Oh, okay. Overpriced.
Okay. That group pick is a strong contender, Mr. Hathaway. I see why you had the Hathaway strut going.
Yeah.
Okay. Monkey Boy comes through. Art.
You guys are all talking about spending money, and we've talked about it before, but it was the first time I've been able to use it. I did buy a Square. And Square makes you money. As a comedian, I bought it. Yeah, I bought a Square.
Nice. So you're not passing the hat anymore.
You know that they ship it to you for free.
Well,
if you
the thing. No, I bought it at the Apple Store because I was at the Apple Store. I wanted to buy something, and sometimes you just need to. But hold on, when you sign up, they send you a check for $10, so you get it for free. So in theory, I didn't pay a dime for it. So what it does, it's and I saw it a couple years ago. I don't know if it was the same Square or if it was something else, but you can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and wherever you are, you can swipe a card. And the worst thing about being a comedian is when the guys have, oh, sorry, I have no cash. Is there a bank machine? And they say, it's down the street.
What are you selling as a comedian?
They pay cover. People don't come to the shows for free. Sometimes I book my own shows. in a restaurant.
So you got
bars.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so we'll book our own shows, and we take the door. That's our pay. Sometimes we'll take the door, and nobody carries cash anymore. And we before we weren't able to take, you know, debit, and sometimes they don't like adding it to their bill. The restaurant or the bar won't add it to their bill, so they have to go find a bank machine, and then it's usually not their own bank. So then they get upset because they paid $13 or they paid $23 to take out $20 to give us $5 or $10. So now with the app, they don't lose any money. So they take out their MasterCard or Visa, they swipe it. I pay 2.75% on the dollar in exchange.
Did you really buy it? Did you really get it?
Yeah, it's in my car. Why? Do you owe me money that you want
no,
to pay me finally?
I just you're reading off of crib sheets. That's why.
Because I want to make sure that I properly represent this app.
I like Square. I'm a big fan of Square.
Yeah, and Square if you're a small business owner, the 2.75 alone is compelling.
Yeah.
Because we at my office, we get raped, literally raped by Moneros.
That's pretty harsh.
Glad nobody listens to this show.
We'll bleep it out.
Oh, that's going to become my ringtone. That little sound bite there.
Beautiful.
You better send that to me, Dwayne.
You got it.
Yes. And this next segment is brought to you by Moneros. But they are. Well, that whole space of online payment or payment is changing, and Square is – they have it nailed. They've got a very elegant app. And the app is – I've used the app, and it's great.
And the money – yeah, the money just pops right into your account.
It's a beautiful feeling.
It's nice.
You know who it really excels for? I'm sure it's great for comics. People that do fairs. You know,
farm markets,
and stuff like that. It's just outstanding.
You just actually gave me an idea that if we actually carried one with the band, we could take people paying cover for the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See? There you go.
Yes.
You can also take tips. Imagine getting tipped with a Square.
Yeah, here. Go around.
That's never happened.
I know.
That's not going to happen.
The only tip I ever get is don't give up your day job.
But if somebody requests a song, you say, that'll be a buck.
Or what about it?
You could start a bidding process. We've only got 3 songs left. Who's willing to, you know, and we've got 5 in our in our catalog.
Great idea. Yeah.
What about when you go for dinner and there's that one guy who doesn't want to, you know, you want to pay it all in one bill, and the one guy says, I don't have any cash. And he says, oh, you just put it on your credit card. And they say, you can't do that. And you take out the Square, boom.
Yeah.
He pays you. You don't have to chase him down for 6 months.
We're all fans of the Square.
I think we've won. Show's over. Thanks, Dwayne. Have a good night, everybody.
You'd definitely be a contender if I hadn't talked to Roy about 30 times on the show.
Maybe twice. But maybe never once. On App Thursday or Wednesday.
Possibly correct. It's time for us to take another quick break. We are sitting here with Brooks Duncan, the rookie, David Hathaway, Art Factora, and Isaac Kendall, spokesperson for... spokesperson
for the big bank.
For credit card clearing services worldwide. I'm Steve Donovan. You're tuned in to Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Do you have a comment or a question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Indeed, we are back to Steve. It is App Thursday here on Dottotech, everybody's favorite day of the month. And we have Isaac Kendall, we have David Hathaway, Art Factora, Dwayne Bishop is pushing the buttons, and rookie App Thursdayer Brooks Duncan is about to give us his next app. Now, Brooks has come on strong. Brooks has got ScanBot from Doo. Is it Doo, D-O-O? It's the German company.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonos Voice. What's your next app here?
So I don't take the taxi very often. Pretty much when I'm going to the airport and I'll have an early morning flight, I'll phone ahead and have the taxi pick me up. This last trip I did, I downloaded the Yellow Cab app, which is a free app from, and other cab companies have this too. It's not just Yellow Cab. And I tried it out, and it was fantastic. So what you do is you either punch in your address, or you can find it on the map where you are. You tell it when you want it to pick you up. And when the cab driver is on the way, you get a push notification. When the cab driver pulls up, you get a push notification. And it was great. It was my first time doing it. So it's, you know, as close as we can get to Uber here in Vancouver for now. But yeah, it was a really great experience.
And no extra charge. Was there any payment options that you could
pay
or anything?
No.
But there was a GPS.
Yeah.
So am I of the assumption that for a while there was a whole variety of third party apps that cabbies were signing up for themselves, where people could request cabs, and they were kind of separate from the cab company.
Yeah, no, this is right from the cab company, built right into their dispatch system.
Okay, and so but you don't have to sit on hold. You don't have to deal with a guy.
They
always answer the phone and then ask you to go on hold.
Yeah, no,
why
nothing
did you bother
like
answering?
Yeah, nothing like that. Okay. And
okay, yellow cab app, excellent. Okay, Isaac, I'm a little anxious after your performance last round, but there was nothing wrong with Isaac's app last round. Let's just say it. It was just his editorializing last round.
Of my app?
Of your app, yeah. Well, yes.
It was all in support of your app, Art.
Thank you.
G Cloud Print. We're staying on the iOS bandwagon here. And what this does is allows you to take advantage of the Google Cloud Print service. So, you know, Apple has the AirPrint, which is great when you're on that network and you have a printer, but I can actually print from my Chrome browser or my Android phone to my home printer or to my office printer.
Right from
wherever, yes. Wherever I am right now.
You know, that would make a great, great video demo for my series. Wait a minute, I've done it.
G Cloud Print?
I do. You never checked. You aren't checking out your subscriptions to my videos.
I will honestly tell you, I try to blank out anything that has the word iOS in it.
Okay. Well, it's not just for iOS.
But Google does, Android does it natively in the phone. You don't need an app for that. It's part of Android.
Okay. Well, I showed it in the, I did a video on it.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of
going to my brother printer. Okay. That's fine.
Okay. So yeah, it's 99 cents in the Apple App Store, which is significantly less than my last app and way less than my next app.
Google Cloud Print is indeed an outstanding service, and the ability to be able to print your documents, and you don't, it's not just an app, but it also runs on your browser.
Yes, absolutely.
And so if you are sitting there in Starbucks and you need to print off a bunch of stuff, and you can set it up for your office, not just for your home.
Absolutely.
And you can have all the documents print off there, and that, it works pretty well from that perspective. Brooks likes it. It has Brooks' seal of approval.
Yeah, and I think you can, I believe with Google Cloud Print, you can save it to PDF as well. So you can capture things, and instead of actually physically printing it, it can have a PDF sitting in your Google Drive.
And you can also send to OneNote as well, which I'm a big fan of.
Cool. Yes, well, sending to OneNote is always a good idea. Mr. Hathaway.
What about sending to Evernote?
Well, I don't know. You can always send anything to Evernote just by emailing it into Evernote.
That's true. Yeah. You get a funky email address with Evernote, right?
Yeah.
So I actually felt that I had to clear this app with you first before I brought it up.
And I didn't. I'm going to say I said yes, but I didn't actually look at it.
Well, the app is pretty self-explanatory. I mean, I'd run out of games. I'd stopped playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
I'd given up on Little Planet. So I was pretty much gameless. And I went looking out on the net, says, okay, what's a good humorous game out there? And the first one I ran across was called Spermie's Journey.
Oh.
It's pretty much what you think it would be. You're a little spermie guy. You're swimming. You have to reach to the egg. It's exactly as you thought.
Is it 99 cents?
No, it's free.
Okay.
Yeah, it's free. Available on Android, too.
Works for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Android and
Spermie's
iOS.
Journey.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not a type of game that you're going to be playing for weeks. But
no,
know,
just about nine months.
9 months,
right?
Yeah, you'll be playing.
I love it on this side. This is fun.
I was going to say 30 seconds.
Wow.
And you know, you had such a chance to win with your last app before that last comment.
It's
really the whole thing. It's not just one app.
It's really the whole package. Yeah, I've done myself it again.
There you go. Spermie. I got to write it down.
I did save you the URL.
Spermie's Journey. Is it IES or Y?
Spermys.
Spermie's. Okay. Spermie's Journey. Okay. Spermie's Journey.
Just fun to say.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead. You going to introduce me?
Art Factor.
Okay. So my app is called Wicker. Wicker. Okay. And what Wickr is, I think the hot thing is sending messages and then losing them or erasing them so then they do not live around forever. Snapchat is big for the kids. I think Wickr is more for the adults. So what you can do is you can send text messages, photos, videos, voice, and PDFs. And you can time them out so that way it doesn't stick around forever. So if perhaps you are into real-life spermies, you could text that to somebody. And then you can then make sure that it doesn't hit the Internet forever.
You know,
so, or business-wise, too,
just,
I suppose.
Stop for a second.
Snapchat.
Dwayne?
Yes.
You're the producer. This all falls on your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one ultimately responsible for this entire fiasco today.
Yep. But I like, you know.
Assert some control, man. Assert some control.
Well, all this Fermi's talk is, you know, it's, you know, we've all made that journey. You know, we're the winning sperm, right? We made it to the egg.
He makes a good point.
This new guy is a lot deeper than Art was.
It's true. I was very surface. Still am. But
Art, you notice that Art has not once yet complained about not winning with the water app. But okay, So is it in any way at all different from Snapchat?
Well, I mean, it's like I said, it's more than just photos and texts. You can also do videos, voice, and PDFs.
Can you set how long the decay is?
Yes.
Oh,
you should have
said that.
Why?
Will it prevent someone from taking a screenshot of such photos?
No.
But I could see this as ideal. If you're like out with if you're going out with your buddies, and I was going to text Art, we're going to be at XYZ pub till 10. And then you just set a decay on it so that if it reaches 9 o'clock, it just disappears from your phone.
So then the wife doesn't find out.
Well, also, so if you haven't looked at it, it's not going to bother you. It's not going to go, oh, shoot, I missed it.
Right? Ah, right on.
And then you can say, we texted you. Didn't you get it? Oh, I had the decay on it.
See?
I kind of like that. So that's called.
Kind of like that? You love that. Wickr.
No, I don't love it.
W-I-C-K-E-R.
It's good.
Sorry, W-I-C-K-R.
W-I-C-K-R. Okay. We're going to go off the board here because Dwayne said he had one app that he wanted to do. So I want to get it in now.
Ah, nice.
So Dwayne, what was the app that you have?
It's for, I'm recently starting to get into soccer and the whole world of soccer. So this app is actually about soccer. It's called Match Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is free.
Wow.
Yep.
And what does it do?
It basically gives you every and any update you need for in the soccer world, like any
really?
Of the matches. The standings.
That's awesome.
The rosters.
If you like soccer.
Everything that goes on.
Who doesn't like soccer?
Is that the MLS
It's the most
app?
Popular sport in the world.
Yes, I believe so.
It's an official MLS app,
yep.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
So it's pretty,
pretty
sweet.
Good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
For a newbie like me, it's
so
great.
So you can get your Tottenham Hotspurs, your Bayern München Gladbach.
Excellent.
You can get all of those.
All of that.
Who's your team?
I'm sort of still kind of deciding as to who my favorite is.
Newcastle United?
No. Well, let's see. At least Arsenal. As far as over on this side, I would probably just go with where I'm from. So I'd go with the Toronto FC or the Whitecaps, sort of in tandem. I like them both.
Good thing Rebecca Bullwood's not here because she's a Southsider. She'd be down your throat
boy.
Right now. She'd be slapping you from one side of that studio to another. But Brooks is a big soccer fan because I remember when the Whitecaps had a demise that you lamented quite late, quite You whined.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a good way to put it. Yes.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, sounds like a great app.
It sounds like it could be a winner.
It should win as being the newest app. It was only released 6 days ago.
There you go. Dwayne, you're on point.
Yeah.
Well played, sir. Well played. Okay. that's our third round, so we have one more chance. Everybody's got one more chance to impress the heck out of the App Thursday judge. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Do you have a comment or question for Dotto Tech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dotto Tech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It is the final round of App Thursday here on Dotto Tech. We've got Isaac Kendall, we got Dave Hathaway, we have Art Factoria, and we have newbie Brooks Duncan all duking it out for the crown, the coveted crown of App Thursday King. Brooks, your final entry, sir.
All right, my final app is called Picture Life, and it's an app and it's a service. And what it is a photo storage and backup service. There's a lot of those out there. What I like about Picture Life is you can install it on your Mac or your Windows computer, and it can look at your iPhoto library or your photo library and just automatically upload everything in the background so you don't have to sit there and copy things to Flickr. So that's nice. And if you want to, you can have it upload stuff from your phone or your iPad. But my favorite part of it is every day it will send you an email with the photos that you've taken on that day over the previous years. So you'll get an email saying, you know, these are the photos you've taken on April 15th. And if you have kids, this is fantastic because every day you get this, you know, just delightful email just showing, you know, your kids over the years on this day. It's great.
Picture Life.
Yep. So it's free.
99 cents?
No, it's free for up to 5 gigs of storage, and you can pay more if you want.
There we go. Strong. Four apps from Brooks Duncan. Very well played, sir. All right, Isaac.
Last app is RDO.
Oh.
So Art had brought Songza a few months back, which was great. I use it all the time.
Yeah, should have won. Should have won App of the Year.
It was a final.
Be that as
app
it may, Art.
Didn't win, though, did it?
No, it did not.
I'm not saying it did. I'm saying it should have.
LastPass won.
LastPass.
Meh. Does anyone ever talk about how awesome LastPass is? No.
Yeah, actually, we were last week on the show.
Yeah, how about Heartbleed? Yeah. So what is different with RDO? Songza is a great app. You click it on, I have a craving for hair metal bands of the 80s. You can play that right now on Songza.
How ironic.
Sorry. Because of my lack of hair?
I didn't say it. Thank you for saying it.
Whereas RDO, it's a subscription service, $10 a month, but it actually allows you to say, I want to hear this song, and you can then play a station off of that song. Mm-hmm. It also has a mobile app that allows you to actually cache your libraries to your mobile device. So as you're driving down Georgia Street and listening to music, you don't actually burn data because, you know, the carriers...
You can basically stock up while you're on Wi-Fi.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is great when you're going on vacation and stuff, too.
Especially when you go to the States, because you know what those U.S. carriers do. It's very similar to Moneris.
Yes. Fortunately, the winner of this of App Thursday wins
Roam Mobility.
Roam Mobility package.
Which saves your bacon.
Takes that pain away.
Yes.
Indeed. I just jump in and say that the TuneIn Radio app, if anyone has it, there is a search function, so if you really like a song and you search out that song, if it is playing on one of the hundreds of websites.
Even Z95.3?
Well, even Z95. But
just
a song.
Now, you broke protocol.
I'm just saying. No, I'm adding to it.
A totally different app. He's still doing RDO, and you suddenly started saying about TuneIn Radio.
I'm just saying.
You completely undermined his app.
I'm just saying
his
that.
App.
TuneIn Radio is free.
Shush.
It's free.
TuneIn Radio could be your app next month if you're back.
It's already been
said. You just broke protocol.
Sorry. I'm just trying to help.
No, you're not. You be quiet until it's your turn.
All right.
Art Factory, what do you got?
So I got this awesome app called TuneIn Radio, which is free. No, I won't. This is a very, you know what? I've had it for a few months, and I think it's great. I'm not a huge Instagrammer, but I do like the Instagram. And when you go out, for example, over the weekend, I was in...
Wait a minute. Are you...
The Okanagan.
Are you actually giving us Instagram?
No, I'm not giving you Instagram. It's a helper with Instagram.
Okay, what is it called?
So instead of posting, you know, 12 different photos, I created a collage using PhotoGrid, and it's pretty simple.
Okay, so PhotoGrid is
your app.
PhotoGrid
is my app.
Okay.
I thought you were, like, squeezing three apps in there.
So you just take, you know, you take multiple shots, and it creates a nice,
you know what's a great
small...
app is Flickr.
Yeah,
you know what's great, too, is in Adobe Photoshop, you can make grids if you want.
How much work is that, though? Well, all you have to do with PhotoGrid is that you take multiple shots, and then you just click on the 6 that you want, the 12 that you want, and it'll create a nice little montage. You put it up on Instagram. Everyone likes it because, you know, they might not like the one shot of a wine bottle, but they might like the one shot, the multiple shots of the grapes, the vines that you've got. So.
Speaking of taking multiple shots, there we go. Art Factora.
PhotoGrid.
With PhotoGrid after he undermined Isaac Kendall's RDO.
It's free.
And our final app that's going to be brought into consideration today, Mr. Hathaway.
It's an app called Jelly. basically, you know, there's the one site, Yahoo Answers, where you can go pose a question, and people can then, you know, you can crowdsource your answer back. This is the same sort of thing, but as an iOS device. And it's got a great interface. It's tons of fun to use. And basically, you simply, you can pose the question, how many people listen to Steve's radio show? And then they'll come back, and you'll get an answer. People say thousands.
Millions.
How many people were at Art's last comedy show? We could ask that.
Not as many.
Yeah, not as many. So it was just a neat little app to post questions. If for some odd reason you can't find your answer within Google somewhere,
where is Jelly getting the answers?
It Googles it.
It basically crowdsources. It'll post it out to Facebook, to Twitter, and to the app itself, so people can look and go, oh, hey, I know the answer to that question. You can do it with pictures. You can do it with Google Maps stuff.
Did Beeler not give this app a couple of sessions ago?
No, because I was here the last time. And
okay.
Yeah.
Jelly. So
Jelly.
It's not going to give you real-time data because it has to wait till people respond?
It's got to wait till people respond, right. So it's not going to be great, you know, say I'm standing at, you know, Hastings and Granville and I need a good hot dog. You may get an answer fairly quickly. But, yeah, you're going to be reliant upon other people coming up with answers
for
it.
So waiting for an answer.
I know. It's very much, you know, last century type behavior.
That's disturbing.
Well, it's free, too.
Okay.
And available on Android.
All right. All right. Now we've reached the area of the show where we determine our four finalists. Now, Brooks, you're new. So what happens is I will give you one of the other contestants' four apps. You get to choose which one you like the best. And then we work our way around all of the contestants until we have four final apps, and then I choose the final champion.
Not the best one, just the one he likes the most.
Fair enough.
So, you get to pick because it's your first time. Apps from Isaac. Mm. It's not because, it's just because he's sitting next to you. So Isaac's apps are Forecast.io, which basically is an HTML5 app that will give you weather at your location and tell you when it's going to be sunny again. Office for the iPad, G Cloud Print, and RDO.
I've got to go with G Cloud Print.
Okay. That's because you're the paperless office guy.
Exactly.
G Cloud Print, that's not a bad decision. Okay. Isaac.
Yes, sir.
You get to go with David's Cloak antisocial software, GroupPic, which allows you to put yourself into a picture that's already been taken, Spermie's Journey, and Jelly, which actually, when we put them together, makes them sound that much worse.
GroupPic.
Ah, well played, sir. GroupPic is the contender.
That was probably the one that I liked the most. I thought it was a pretty good app.
I got to admit, it's got a chance there. David Hathaway, you get to choose from Art Factora's.
None of them.
Okay.
How dare you. How dare you.
You get to choose from Art Factora's Z95.3 app, Square, Wicker, PhotoGrid, or, as a penalty to Art because of his egregious
insolence
break with protocol, you could also choose Match Day, in which case Dwayne will win the award meant for Art.
That'd be pretty ironic, wouldn't it?
It would be pretty ironic.
Quickly name them again. I got so distracted by thinking about Art.
Z95.3.
Yeah.
Square. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Dwayne, you had a chance.
So close.
Yeah,
I'm not going to win anyway, so relax.
Alrighty.
Art.
Yes.
You might win, but you might also have to give it up as a penalty.
All right.
That was such a serious protocol breach.
I was just trying to help the show.
No, you weren't. You get to choose from Brooks. It's actually kind of an honor. Sonos Voice, ScanBot, Yellow Cab app, or Picture Life.
If I was going to go with one that I would probably download onto my phone, I would go with the Cab app.
Okay, Sonos Voice it is.
See? You see, Brooks?
I see how it works.
No,
that's just
app,
with Art, though.
The Yellow Cab app is in as well.
But he'll probably still pick the other one.
You say this, but you were co-winner last month.
I know that, but I think you knew that something was up, so you wanted to keep me around.
I didn't know that something was up. Did I have a big smile on my face? No.
It was the hatchet he was carrying around behind his back.
That's right. Something was up, yeah. Okay, so our finalists. Are you ready for this, Dwayne?
Always.
Our finalists are David Hathaway's group pick, which allows you to take photos if there's three of you together or two people and a dog, have two of you, and then have the other person take the photo of the other person and have it automatically placed within the photo. Pretty cool.
Not bad.
Brooks Duncan has Sonos Voice, which allows us to talk across our Sonos system somewhere else in the house or the Yellow Cab app. He's new. We're going to give him two entries.
There we go.
Art Factora has Square, which is an awesome payment system.
The only app that makes you money.
And Isaac Kendall has G-Cloud Print. Now, if you were to vote, not that it matters, if you were to vote, which one would you choose?
Well, I do like the money, and Art's giving himself the finger, the thumbs there. It's like, yeah, this guy. Art. I do like that. It's probably between that and... Yeah, that and... Actually, no, just that. I like that one a lot.
I like this guy.
I like making money.
Who trained this guy?
Because I can go on the street and just, like, you know, panhandle. I can get way more money.
Square app is pretty good.
App pretty good. Plus appliance. It's kind of a gray area.
Beeler's won plenty of times with app plus appliance. And plus the appliance was free. So technically.
But you paid for it.
Well, but I got the money back.
So but you rebate. Also broke protocol. I'm torn.
And if anybody should know the protocol, it should be Art.
See, as far as I'm concerned, the best app is Square. It's an awesome app.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the coolest product is GroupPic, which is really useful because the selfie is really
is it
something.
Useful?
Sorry. You just keep digging it deeper and deeper.
I already know inside that I won, so I'm good with that.
Oh, good. Then I can give it to GroupPic.
Absolutely.
The winner of this month is GroupPic.
Hurrah!
Honorable mention to Sonos Voice.
In the Toto household, notice how nobody.
There's no
well, I'm gonna set up an assistant.
Once again, honorable mention
Sonos
to Sonos
here.
Voice.
Well, he's got a really good clapping
Square,
sound.
Which probably would have won, were it not for penalty points against Mr. Art Factora for egregious conduct.
Oh yeah.
For egregious conduct during the App Thursday. You don't mention any other app
right.
when somebody's doing stuff.
I'll know
so, you
know, for
by
next
the way,
time.
You knew before. How long have you been
Your
doing
rules
this?
Keep changing.
No, did anybody else? Did Dave Hathaway, when he did that, did you not immediately go, oh, my gosh?
Well, it's...
Breaking protocol.
Yeah, it's a total breaking protocol.
Brooks, you're a rookie. You have never even been here before. Did you not think, wow, that's cheesy?
I was getting ready to interject my own suggestions for everyone else's app. Yeah,
after that.
Yeah.
If I see it's wrong, it's inappropriate.
It's almost like the show has become a full contact hockey game where people can just sort of check you into the boards and, you know, take over your spot with their own individual app.
And mm-hmm. with the lack of direction that we have from leadership, it's almost like we're the Vancouver Canucks.
So we still on for golf this weekend?
Sorry?
Are we still on for golf this weekend?
Indeed we are.
What, with Trevor?
That was a picture of me with Trevor Linden last week on Facebook, which nobody's seen. But I added the caption that he's offering me a job and I'm turning him down, which I thought was awesome. But I think the future looks bright for the Canucks with Trevor Linden in charge. Just leading into Dan Russell Sports Talk, which is coming up in an hour from now. Now
they got
half, 2 hours. 2 hours from now. 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
It starts at 9 o'clock. Yep. Okay, that's it. Dwayne, you did an awesome job.
All right.
We might let you do two apps next time.
Okay.
So start doing the research.
Oh, yeah,
and get
so
a real
studying.
Phone. And get a real phone, okay?
I know.
I need to thank rookie Brooks Duncan. Was it fun, Brooks?
It was very fun. Well,
can we get you back?
Absolutely.
Good
anytime.
Stuff. Isaac Kendall, was it fun, Isaac?
Except for that moment when my app got overrun.
Don't tell me that I made moment. You feel worse than, what is okay. it, Montesana?
Maneris. Yeah.
Maneris.
Art Factora, thanks so much. And champion this week.
Thank you. Thank
Once
you.
Again, returning to glory days, it's Monkey Boy David Hathaway. I'm Steve Dotto. We'll see you next time right here for more Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.